All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dealcast. This is Grizzle Grex coming at you live from the inland coast. And we have two representatives with us today you may be familiar with. We have our classic homie, Holly Didis, here. Say hi to the folks, Holly.
I didn't think I was going to be defined as the classic homie, but hi.
And then we have the surprise classic homie, Gabulatula, here with us. Holla at the folks,
Gabba. Hello. I'm able to make this one, so here I am.
It's good to have you on. It's always fun to chat with Gab.
Thank you.
Bet you weren't expecting that, audience. Except yeah. You were, because it probably says like, Gab is in this one in the description.
Like, was it the last one that you guys kind of... I forget the order of operations here, like how many I wasn't on.
It's only been like fucking two.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
We make one of these like a month or something. It's not...
Yeah, I could probably do one a month.
Yeah, all. I mean, like, ideally more than that. I've just been like gone for reasons for like the past 3 weeks.
Gone. So like... When you wake up in morning, gone. I have a stupid song for every... Sorry, please continue.
Old person brain.
Daddy's gone. And he's not coming home ever again.
I wish I knew what these fucking songs were.
You need to watch American Dad.
I get what you're referencing now. I thought the way you were doing, I just assumed, okay, this is like some shit from the 70s or something. I don't know.
I think I was singing like some old Stone Temple Pilots song, but I forget what it's called.
You know, I never understood the name of that band.
Me neither.
Goes hard.
Is it just like a big stone temple up there in the sky that they're just trapped inside of?
Literally goes around. Hard.
We are the pilots! Yeah, that's totally one of their songs, We Are the Pilots.
We are the pilots flying this around, praying to our stone god in the sky.
God, when you like try, you have an awesome singing voice.
Thank you. But I prefer not to try.
Yeah.
If not with the singing, then with the lyrics. Sometimes you just gotta throw some random bullshit together. And then
I need you to, like release one EP in your entire life.
I'll release more than that. I'll release two.
You will? Hooray.
Wow. Actually,
I have, like, 5 albums worth of bullshit.
Please, please just put them out. Like the lost recordings.
I'll send you some songs, Holly. Just you.
Nice.
I love being excluded. I remember like when I was listening to the Gobcast or the Gustavo Fing Memorial Podcast, episode 1, episode 0, or was it episode 0 episode?
Oh my god. Yeah.
I like bringing it back, okay? I'm the only one that references that thing.
Thank you.
Where you would like close or enter some, I forget which it was because I listened to them all back to back. But, which by the way, you it's probably fucking weird for you. Like, did you ever think anybody would listen to all of those back to back?
Not really. No, I honestly just, I kind of thought that considering how like, unoften I would, me, Yosef, and Grail would put those out, I never thought that someone would just kind of listen through the whole thing really quickly, and it happened. Thank you, Holly.
It happened twice because Gru did that and then got me to do it.
You nerd. You nerd who likes stuff that your friends make. What a nerd.
I'm kind of afraid to listen to them again.
I wasn't friends with Gob when I listened to it.
Yeah, you are. Nerd. Nerd with friends.
I literally did that and then immediately went into the Dillcast and listened to like half of it and then Gob messaged me and was like, you want to be on the Dillcast? That was my fucking experience listening to your audio podcasts.
Well, I'm happy you listened to it, Holly.
Oh no, but like those fucking songs that you played, I wanted to hear more of them.
I basically started recording silly songs back in 1999.
I know, and you started in like high school or something.
Yeah, yeah, and like 99% of them are doo doo, and maybe like a couple of them are listenable. I hope maybe I keep wanting to make more music these days.
I've been listening to like a lot of Daniel Johnston stuff lately, and, that's like opened my brain up to like I listen to like let's say like four of that guy's albums, right? Or like,
yeah,
or like just like more than that probably, but like I listen to like a good amount, like 10% is something that you would put in a playlist, right?
Yeah.
Like, but like it's not like the rest of the 90% is bad. It's just like not fucking like music in the traditional sense. It's just like, it's not like it's in between like a podcast and a music, and it's like whoa, I can hear somebody recording themselves like flushing a toilet or whatever. That's crazy. Or this is a 30-second recording of this guy talking about his dog.
Yeah,
randomly.
R.I.P.
I don't have a dog to talk about.
Yeah, rest in peace, dude.
I don't have a dog to talk about.
So, that's what a song. I love that one. Micropop with Gob.
Another thing, Gru just fucking curates my, like, media experience for some reason. He's, like, why I've, like, listened to, like, all of the music that I've listened to in the past year.
There's nothing like a good friend that knows all of the good shit. I think everybody's got one of those friends. I have.
He introduced me to Daniel Johnston stuff by telling me that he's what I imagine I would be like if I did weed once and then went insane.
Aww.
And I think this was partly inspired by the Tiercom mission trips that we do. Have I talked about those?
Oh. Tell the listeners.
I was asking if I talked about it on here before.
Just talk about them.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know. It started, like, 2 years ago when Gru and I were, like, on a vacation with friends. This is the same one that we went to the Big McDonald's in.
Okay.
Ooh, the Big McDonald's.
When we were at Universal Studios, Florida, we did a bunch of improv guerrilla marketing for Tiercom by, like, taking a bunch of receipts and jumbled up papers and just whatever we had on hand and doing, like, doodles with the URL and hiding them places that would be, like, sometimes it would be conspicuous and sometimes it wouldn't. Like, we would do, like, a theme drawing of, like a character from Tiercom and Spider-Man on the Spider-Man ride and then hide it somewhere, like, behind a portrait in the queue. And it, like, escalated to us hiding, like, 20 of these all around the hotel room we stayed in, and we would try and hide it like behind picture frames and like you lift up the phone and you put it inside of the dock for the phone and then you put the phone back down, so, like just places where the cleaning staff hopefully wouldn't find it on first sweep, and if they did then they were the one that saw it. My favorite, I think Gru came up with a text for it and I drew it. It was like we did the thing with the phone, like, you know, it's like an old landline phone, you pick up the thing and it has like the dock or whatever. We folded up a piece of paper and put it in there and put it back, and the drawing on it was like CARICOM holding a phone, and her dialogue said like, "Peak fiction is calling." we did it for gas stations too. It was like CARICOM holding a gas pump, and she says, "If you want some real gas, go to tiercom.thecomicseries.com." So that was the first one, and then we got a taste for it, and we refined our craft, and then printed off and then the next time we hung out, we went to like this Ben Folds concert, and we did that like themed. You can, like, find it on the Tiercom website somewhere under, like, bonus stuff. But we did, like, a redraw of the Reinhold Messner album cover of just CARICOM on it. And then printed out a bunch of those. And on the back of all of them, we would make, like, a bunch of little puns. related to Ben Folds' song lyrics with like characters
really
on them.
Ben, a good concert. Come to
yeah,
my
no,
website.
Not only the lyric. It would just be it's like you were, and then in quotes, not the same after reading Tearcom, or like I want to be Kate. Editor's note: Kate is a fan of Tearcom.
That's fumble stuff.
Yeah, no, there was a bunch of that. They're just really fun. This is not like ideal marketing. This is not like how you fucking market things, but it's just fun. And we get I've got some people through that. There was like one time I was out back by Grew's College, and you know, like those big green generator box things.
Yeah,
the big little power station.
There was one that had a shit ton of pollen all around it, and you know how you can like write in it with your finger or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So like I wrote the whole Tearcom URL and did a doodle on it, and it stayed there for actually like 8 months.
That's pretty like, readable. That's awesome.
And then some person came on the site and said, "Do you go to this college? And Grew messaged me later and said, "Holly, that is like a 70-year-old man. I know exactly who that is."
Whoa! Did he start reading the comic?
Yeah,
I hope. I don't know. I haven't gotten further correspondence. Whenever I love doing shit like this, whenever I go to like a phone store or something, like I had to update my phone plan or whatever, I walk around to all the display phones and then go to the Tearcom URL on each and every one of them, so that whenever somebody looks at a phone, they're like, "What the fuck is this website?"
So you're smart. I am embarrassed by everything I ever do, so I don't ever want anybody to look at it. So I actively go up to strangers and I'd be like, "Hey, don't read, please. Forgive me.
Make sure you don't go to this website.
make sure 100% you don't go to PLZ the number 4.
Yeah.
GIVE.me.
Just don't do it, man. This is a comic. Don't read it.
Yeah, no, we're doing Tearcom mission trip number 3 at a Glass Beach concert.
Well, good luck. That really sounds like a lot of fun, you know. I hope you get
Yeah, we're gonna buy like 100 Hanes white t-shirts and write the Tearcom URL on them.
Okay. Oh damn. Alright.
Those are pretty cheap.
Way cheaper than getting actual shirts made.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. That's a good URL.
What were we talking about before I derailed with the Tearcom mission trip? What led to that?
I don't remember, but you know what I would like to talk about is this excellent fan comic that we got sent into our email.
Typically do these before the actual comic? Or like,
I don't know. Matter. We can do.
We're doing it before. Fuck it.
Yeah, okay. Man, it deserves it. We've delayed long enough. We cannot delay long.
You're quite right, Holly. Let's get the real Dilby out of the way, and then we'll go to some quality content.
Yeah, let's delay it even further. Yeah, we just let Bullshit by Bob Finkel. Oh, finally, it's fucking time. I've been blueballed for 7 months. It's time.
Yeah.
Just a little longer. Sorry. Just a little longer. We're going to get to it.
Okay. Is the 6th month of the year June?
Yes.
I always have a hard time remembering.
No, it's Henry.
I hate Henry.
I hate the month of Henry.
I don't get it.
It's a Kablam reference for all the Kablam heads out there.
I'm Henry. And I'm June.
Who's playing what role? And also there are literally 3 roles because you have to like read the...
Who's Henry?
I'll do the narrator.
The narrator includes saying the bread things up top, you realize.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, shit. Well, okay, all right. So the first panel...
We haven't decided who's who yet.
Holly, do you want to be Dilbert or Dogbert?
I'll be Dilbert, I guess.
All right, I'll be Dogbert. All right, let's roll.
So the first panel, Dilbert and Dogbert are looking at each other. A nice little side view. Up top is what I'm about to say. And the description of this panel is Pun Wars, How They Start. Dilbert says,
spelled like the animal.
No, it's not.
Oh, is it? It's not. Shit.
Dilbert, what are you talking about?
Dilbert says H-O-A-R-S-E.
Horse. It's not spelled like the horse.
Dogbert replies...
Horse?
Spelled H-O-R-S-E. Spelled
H-O-R-S-E? Do you mean the animal, Dilbert?
The next panel is taken up by mostly text in a... I'm very impressed by how much text is in this panel, taking up almost the entirety of it. You can barely see the back of Dilbert's head and a tiny, tiny, tiny Dogbert squeezed in the bottom of the panel by all of those bubbles. And the narrator says, "Escalation is inevitable." Dogbert says,
"Maybe you got a cult."
Dilbert replies,
"I need some cough stirrup."
Dogbert,
"Are you gelding a fever?"
Dilbert,
"It's merely a sore throat, and mare is spelled like the synonym for horse, with a hyphen and L-Y at the end."
Dogbert,
"I'm happy that you clarified the spelling of your pun. I hope you Philly better."
Dilbert,
"Ellipses."
So, this last panel, we return to the side view of Dilbert and Dogbert looking at each other, and Dilbert's a little angry looking. He's got the little angry eyes over his glasses, and the narration says, "In the end, nobody wins." Dilbert says,
"You're ugly, and you can trust my vision because I took the lenses out of my glasses."
Yeah, the little... I was going to say there's a coloring error, and his glasses are colored in there with flesh tone. Dogbert replies,
"I win!"
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do. Saddam 614, 1989, United Feature Syndicate Incorporated. So that was Dilbert. Thoughts,
that middle panel prayers. Is like the most ambitious thing I've seen at Dilbert for a while.
I need to learn how to do like a character voice for this that doesn't fucking hurt my throat at the end.
I was gonna say, you have the power to do this. Why do you want to hurt yourself so bad? I remember
like that one, I kept misreading what the thing was, and then I like coughed a shit ton. And I remember it was an episode you weren't on, God, but you listened to it and were like, "Are you like okay?"
Oh yeah, oh my! I was so worried. I don't know.
Also, it's not an era of being colored in flesh tone. By the way, he actually just doesn't have his lenses because you can see the background through his fucking.
You can see the background through the other one.
Yeah.
Both of the lenses of his glasses fell out while he got so pissed off that
for a moment his eyes bulged out and popped out the lenses.
Yeah, if this were animated, they would poof out like corks.
Yeah,
his eyes just bulge out of his skull, and he screams at Dogbert, and Dogbert just laughs and wags his tail.
I enjoy the cute sweat beads in the second panel.
Oh, let me see that. I want to see the sweat beads. There they are.
Yeah, they're sweating up a storm.
Like, you don't usually see Dogbert lose his composure like that.
Yeah.
It's a humanizing character trait.
They were playing some tennis with this concept, and Dogbert was pressed. But then he got called ugly and won.
Right, exactly. That's how you lose an argument. You get called ugly.
Yeah, that's how you win an argument.
You win an argument by getting called ugly. Sorry. Yeah.
You know the ritual. You know the verbal combat.
But yeah, he thinks he won, but the narration is saying nobody wins. This is like
Scott Adams is an unreliable narrator.
I was about to say God, aka Scott Adams.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's this.
I forgot. I was so hyped to have Gob back on that I forgot that it meant allowing other missing cast members to return.
Are you regretting inviting someone on the Dillcast? I can kick them off if you want. I can just sit here the whole time.
I don't know what's happening now. But I guess
Scott Adams.
Scott, what's wrong with Dilbert's eyes in this third panel, Scott?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you as long as you were here.
Well, now that I'm here, I think that what happened is between panel 2 and 3, Dilbert got so angry that his eyes popped out of his head and it pushed the lenses out of his glasses. You like my comic? And that's how it happened.
Are you the one that colored this? Because I'm pretty sure this was like originally black and white, and thus it's like probably not your screw up.
I'm not the one.
Like, you can admit if it's a screw up.
I'm not the one who colored it, but when they did the Dilbert Deluxe Colored Edition, what I did is I asked the colorist. I said, make sure you don't color in the white lenses this panel.
Because so you imagined it that between panel 2 and 3, his eyes bulged out of his sockets. Even back when it was impossible to illustrate it.
Okay, it's so absolutely obvious.
This is according to your vision.
Or lack thereof. Because he wears glasses and you like my comic?
Because eyeball joke.
is he meant to look like a fool in panel 3 because he doesn't have his glasses but he's calling him ugly? Like, you can't see him, obviously, because he doesn't have his glasses in, so you can't tell if he's ugly.
Yeah, because beauty is in that eye of the beholder.
Alright. You want to help us review our next comic, Mr. Adams?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me get my reviewing notes out.
This is a made by a fan of yours.
I have fans?
Yeah, I got one of them, apparently.
Yeah, let's check this out, Mr. Adams.
I'm gonna start with the email that was sent with this from BSBB, which means Bullshit by Bob Productions. Hey guys, I just wanted to say happy holidays, Jesus Christ. And thank you for the Dillcast. Oh, it still remains a highlight of my day. Also, Stuart, I bought your book and very much enjoy it. He's correct for that. It's a very good book. Go check out very All Games book. Are Good. Gob, congratulations on becoming a parent.
Thank you. I'm not quite a parent yet, but it's in like 2 weeks or something, that it's right? Gonna happen. I'm in pun mode because of the last comic.
Got you saying puns.
Thanks, Mr. Adams.
This is gonna be the last recording of your voice before your child comes into the world.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here and my baby's due in like 2 weeks. As of this recording.
Wow.
So I'll listen back to it and I'll be like, I remember those days. Back when I didn't have a baby.
Oh, those good old days of 2 weeks ago.
You'll listen to this and you'll think, like, oh, how good I had it. You were I'll able to joke to about.
This podcast in the delivery room.
Nice.
Just kidding.
Put the headphones on Grail's tummy.
Can you make it so that
to the Dillcast developing infant.
Oh no.
Can you make it so the first voice your child hears is Scott Adams?
Don't do that.
Oh God. Oh no.
No. Yeah, you're gonna
I imagined it exactly and
hey little guy or come whatever. On, I can't guy. Do it. Yeah.
Look, it's a little human.
The first thing I say to my son is, do you like my comic?
Yes! Yes!
And then he just punches me with his little baby hand.
Yes.
You do the voice and then he cries and it has to be given back to his mother.
How could you say that to the baby?
I do that voice and yeah. It's like everybody in the room is like a witness to the quickest divorce ever. And it's just like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I know I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Have fun with the baby. I'll leave now.
No. I'm very excited, and thank you for the kind words. And this is a Christmas Dilbert fan comic. And
yeah, Christmas in February.
We apologize. I mean,
okay, this
for
was sent
so
December 28th, so it
this,
was.
Well, actually, according to the date on the comic, it's early.
Hey.
Because it's dated December 28th, 2024.
Oh, shit! We should have let this sit in the oven for another year for that error.
Damn.
I sure hope somebody got fired for that one.
somebody at Bullshit by Bob Productions is their career is hanging on a thread.
Somebody recently said that to me. I forget. Oh. I hope somebody got fired for this blunder. I fucked up something in my comic and somebody commented that.
You like made a misspelling on the like big notification on please forgive me that you
it was something other than a miss. I think it was like I switched the position of two characters between panels or something.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
And you lost your job over it?
I did. Damn. Anyway, let's check out this this lovely fan.
Okay, let's switch roles. Let's.
Yes, right. Please. I'm not a very good descriptor. I'll be Dogbert.
I'll be the narrator.
Okay, I'll. Well, I was Dilbert last time.
I'll be Dilbert.
I like that we switched roles and left Holly with the same role.
I didn't realize it until I said, I guess.
No. You can be Dogbert, Holly.
Thank you.
All right. Please don't hurt your voice. Take care of yourself.
In our first panel, we have Dogbert wearing a little Santa cap, standing next to Dilbert. And between them is a little green sack bound with a yellow ribbon. Dilbert looks excited, and Dogbert is speaking to him.
I brought you some Christmas presents this year, Dilbert!
That's a powerful voice.
You did?
Second panel, Dilbert has lost his composure and is openly crying behind his glasses. His hands are on his cheeks, and he just looks overpowered by this gesture.
You're so sweet and thoughtful!
Panel 2, Dogbert is rustling through the bag. You see the word rustle next to the bag as his little paws rustle through it. Dilbert, standing there excited with his arms outstretched, says,
What kind of presents did you bring?
Next panel, abrupt cut. Dogbert has pulled a pump-action shotgun with a pistol grip out of the bag and has leveled it at Dilbert, who has now lowered his arms and doesn't seem as excited as he once was in the previous panel.
Me?
And in the next panel, we see a loud
BAM!
Dogbert has pulled the trigger and has injected a blast of hot metal into Dilbert's chest explosively, with bits of dill chunks coming out his back.
Crossing over the panel.
Panel 6, we get an angle kind of looking down on Dogbert, who is spattered with blood and is ejecting a spent shotgun shell from the chamber with a ka-chuck. He says,
I bring you retribution!
Panel 7, Dogbert stands over Dilbert's mangled body. As he, he's definitely making some good chunky, wet breathing sounds. The spent shotgun shell next to his torso as his guts are pulling out of his stomach. And in the following panel, Dogbert very coldly levels the shotgun at the wounded Dilbert on the ground and says,
And I bring you release!
next panel's punctuated by a very large BAM! As we see in the reflection of Dogbert's glasses, the shotgun turning Dilbert's face and head into pulp. And in the final panel, Dogbert stands before their shared house as it burns to the ground. with a message of 4.5 stars to all, and to all 4.5 stars.
From Bob.
That was excellent.
I liked it! That was a treat.
That was a good voice, Holly.
I didn't know what it was going to be before it happened.
I know how that goes.
I love those moments.
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of reality I'm about to create with this noise. Excellent. Good shit. Thanks for sending that one in, Bob. It's always fun getting stuff sent into the podcast so that we can read it and laugh at it. Now I'm actually checking the inbox right now because I'm curious to see if we got it.
I did.
Oh
too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh yeah, no, we got one from. Let me check.
Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you? You ready to find emails?
We're ready to find emails.
And you can count on you, Scooby-Doo. I know you'll read that email.
Like Zoinks, man! This inbox is so full!
Hey, Shaggy. Why don't you try reading an email or two and it'll make it less full?
I guess I could do that. Whoa! This one's a manifesto!
You think that manifesto has any big, tall sandwiches in it?
Is that your Scooby?
Oh yeah, baby! I'm Scooby-Doo, the dog!
Got one from, Dijama F-Wow. And you'll notice that I didn't stumble over that, and that's because it's just a link to the Wikipedia page for Dijama. And
oh, I like that comic, by the way. I'm still here.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, I gotta go. Bye.
Okay, right, bye.
Get out of here, Scout.
And the subject is to answer your burning questions, and this is because I never know how to pronounce this person's username. And I still don't, because the Wikipedia page doesn't tell me how to fucking pronounce it. I'm just saying it more confidently, I guess?
That's the key.
Oh, no, it says it in the... in the 5th century BC, people stopped using it because they could no longer pronounce the sound W.
Really? We lost W in the 5th century? We lost W. Damn!
Man,
we got it back. That...
Yeah, we got it. We got him back for like a couple of terms.
We lost W and we got L.
But so wait. So what I'm learning from this is Dijama is the letter F, correct? And their middle initial in their username is the letter F. And wow, WAU is also just another way to write Dijama, which is the letter F. So their name is just three instances of the letter F.
Oh, FFF?
That's funny. Cool. I like that.
That is funny.
That's my favorite band, the Foo Fighting Fuckers.
their infamous cover band.
Foo Fighters Fighters. Where's Dave Grohl? I got something for him.
It's like they don't like the band. They want to fuck them up. But they're like a cover band.
We're the Foo Fighters Fighters.
We can do all the things you do, but better.
It's like every one of their like quote unquote cover songs like borders on parody. all the lyrics are changed to lyrics about why that particular song is their enemy.
Not even that it's a bad song, Monkey Wrench.
I was thinking,
wanna beat it with a monkey wrench.
I was thinking, like, they don't change the lyrics, but it's just, but they just say it sarcastically, like you're like making fun of your younger sibling or something like that.
And Dave Grohl's giving the worst, the worst, the worst.
Yeah. It's like every song is about why that, like. The Foo Fighters song is about to get its ass kicked. Like,
yeah.
I hate, there goes my hero. I'm gonna kick its ass.
It's that hero song. I fucking hate that song. Kick its asshole.
That's right.
But they're still very respectful about Kurt Cobain's passing.
More like exactly. Ever wrong.
Because, like, it's yeah.
There's a line you don't cross.
Yeah. Look, we hate Dave. We hate his friends, the Foo Fighters. But, rest in peace, Kurt Cobain.
They take their fucking hats off mid-ridiculing.
Yeah. We don't blame you, Courtney. Foo Fighters.
I prefer the Foo Fighters fuckers. That's a weirder cover band.
Yeah. They both have their charm. The Foo Fighting fuckers. I think there one is just like a the Foo Fighting fuckers is like a borderline punk cover band. It's basically kids that don't know how to play their instruments very well, doing their best to cover Foo Fighters songs, and the singer sings off key, and it's just really crappy.
And they're just like, just throw fuck in there, and nobody will care, because that's how you make good songs.
There goes my fucking hero.
There goes my fucking hero.
Okay, you can, by the way, Grizz, let me say, you have potential as like a as a really fucking guttural singer, because yeah. I listen to the we all listen to the fucking Dillcast on the Road intro and outro.
Fun. I feel like I've found how to hit that crunchy kind of range.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
It sounds awesome.
Now I just got to find Dave Grohl, give him this knuckle sandwich.
I would love to see a Foo Fighters cover band music festival.
They're just all there.
I would love if it was a bunch of different bands performing the same song, so you can compare all of them and also all the alterations they make.
So this is our one song festival. We play multiple songs, but they're all the same song. Huh. And for this year's festival, it's Hero by the Foo Fighters.
That's right.
So we've got Stained here to play Hero. We've got Korn here.
What if
we have
like this is Warped Tour, but they're only playing a single Foo Fighters
song.
We have
Ever Long, Ever Wrong, Ever Pong by the Ping Ponging cover band.
I want to make a Stained cover band called Brained.
I don't think anyone has ever said the phrase "I want to make a Stained cover band." I think you might be the first person to ever say that.
Yeah. Well, if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah. This is our Stained cover band, our tribute band. We're called Dirtied.
Yeah.
We're called Soiled. Fuck. I'm going light-handed.
Aww.
He's too funny for his own good.
Pardon me.
So
I put me in a little coughing fit.
So I did something a little different this, this Dillcast, and I wrote a little something. I mean, usually I go and procure advertisements for the Dillcast, but this time I wrote something myself. Ooh. And if you could, Grizz, Holly, can you scroll up to where I said, don't look at this until it's time?
And then look at
Could you please, yeah, please look at it, because it's time.
Please look at this.
So,
Oh, wow.
I kind of screwed up. This is a little fan fiction that I wrote called A Dilby Afternoon.
It's all color-coded and shit.
Yeah, I did that at the last moment because I realized I wrote it like a short, like a story form instead of like a script where people read stuff. So this time around, I'm going to be the narrator. And actually, who hasn't been the narrator yet?
Me.
Holly hasn't been the narrator.
There's a white page. There is a...
There's a white page adorned with text.
Oh.
Shut up.
Well, the narrator is the black text.
Okay.
And Dilbert is the green text, and Dogbert is the orange text.
All right, are you Dilbert or Dogbert?
Who hasn't been Dogbert?
Who? All right, then I'll be Dilbert.
And Holly, please go ahead and narrate. This is A Dilby Afternoon by me, Gobble Atula.
A Dilby Afternoon by Gobble Atula!
Okay, no, please. I'm just gonna do it regular. I can't. A Dilby Afternoon by Gobble Atula. Performed by Dilbert and Dogbert. It was a lovely afternoon. Not too lovely, actually. It was a bit rainy. But there was sunshine sometimes. The clouds were sometimes there and were sometimes not there. There was a lot of weather. Dilbert just had to go home from his new embarrassing job at the puzzle factory after being fired so many times. Dilbert opened the door. He then said,
"What the fuck? That took me 2 whole hours to open that fucking thing. I suck so much. No wonder I have an embarrassing puzzle factory job."
Dogbert slowly lowered his newspaper, at a rate of 3 millimeters per hour.
"What? What's wrong with our door?"
Dogbert puzzled. Lol. Oh yeah, it's me. Dilbert started crying so much that his body almost ran out of moisture, and you could begin to see the outline of his skeleton.
"I'm just a stubborn piece of shit. I kept turning the knob the wrong way, and instead of trying to turn it the other way, I just kept turning it the way where it wouldn't even budge a bit. Oh, no, hold on a second."
Dilbert pissed his pants. Dogbert noticed and whispered,
"Is that your piss?"
"Uh-huh."
Can I have some?"
Dilbert stopped crying for a moment, and he thought harder than he ever thought his entire miserable life. He couldn't figure it out. Finally, he asked,
"Why do you want my piss?"
Dogbert paused. Then he lifted his newspaper all the way up again. Dilbert repeated himself,
"Why the fuck do you want my fucking piss, Dogbert? Answer me, you little white whore!"
It's a secret,"
Dogbert reluctantly mumbled. Dilbert chuckled.
"Oh, a secret. Dogbert's got a secret. Of course you're allowed to have secrets, and I'm not even allowed to collect dead bugs without you getting all up in my dead bug jar that's mine! Not yours, Dogbert."
"I could smell the bugs,"
said Dogbert.
"And the smell bugs me."
The audience giggled lightly.
"Why do you want my piss?"
asked Dilbert once more.
"Don't you have some puzzles to put together?"
retorted Dogbert, deflectively.
"You don't even know what I do in my embarrassing puzzle job!"
shouted Dilbert as he farted a little.
"I don't put together puzzles! I pull the lever that cuts the complete picture into pieces!
Oh, brother, that's even more embarrassing than I originally thought.
Said Dogbert, who then crumpled up his new newspaper and ate it.
Look, I'll be in the basement. When you're ready to give me your piss, you know where to find me.
In the kitchen?
Discord might have cut you off. Did you say your line?
In the kitchen?
Oh. No, I just said in the basement. Oh my god. No wonder you keep getting your ass fired from jobs. I think you need a brain injection or something.
Dilbert thought.
Maybe I do need a brain injection. Wait, did he just make that up? What the fuck is a brain injection? I'm pretty sure that isn't real. I'd better not say anything and just give him my piss. Then I'll go to the doctor to finally sort things out.
Dilbert rolled the jar of piss down the basement staircase. He heard the sound of glass breaking and urine spilling all over the rug he just bought. Moments later, he was at the doctor.
Doctor?
Asked Dilbert.
Is there such a thing as a brain injection?
The doctor began lowering his newspaper at an embarrassing rate of 0.5 millimeters per hour. 0.05, even.
My dog can do it quicker than that.
Said Dilbert. The end.
Well, thank you so much for reading my fan fiction, guys.
That was awesome.
It was, epic.
I felt like I really started understood what it meant to be a narrator by the end of that.
Oh, that was a real treat for me. Thank you very much.
That's fucking awesome.
There's something really, really, I don't know. Whenever I write dumb shit and other people read it,
it's like you're forcing us to go through with this fucking charade.
Yeah, I'm like so giddy. I'm like, I can't believe they're reading this shit.
You just typed it, and then two real humans fucking.
Yeah, it's like a fun version of holding your friends hostage.
Yeah, I've had scripts read before. It's like very fucking weird feeling.
I get the feeling it's like when you're playing a card game like Yu-Gi-Oh! And you set down a trap card and you're watching your opponent play through their whole turn and you're like, I get to activate my trap card soon. And you're just sitting there, just you don't know what's going to happen.
You're gonna say piss soon.
You don't know that you're about to say the word piss like 5 times very soon, my friend.
That's right.
It's very funny.
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't know where that Dilbert voice came from. It was somewhere between Baby Cakes and Homer Simpson.
Yeah, it just sounded like Homer
Simpson.
Oh,
yeah. I call the cake one baby.
I'm the Dilbert. Marge! Tell me to go away!
Yeah, please, I didn't want to go.
Dilbert standing upset in front of the mirror, pointing. Tell him to leave so I can go into the mirror.
I need to go back in the mirror, Marge.
But mirror, Dilbert, won't get out of the way!
I'm picturing this like the weird fucking liquid mirror from The Matrix.
Oh my god, now there's a mirror, Marge!
I don't want there to be two of you.
Leave the room so there will be none of you.
I need no one in here.
Even my reflection needs to leave.
I can't be in here with myself.
Some fucking mirror always looking at me.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing about mirrors.
I like two Homers interacting with each other. I don't know. I'm a classic kind of guy like that.
Man, I'm an adult, and, like, mirrors still fuck me up, like, the mechanics of them.
What do you mean?
So the fact that you can see your reflection, it's weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
My bathroom has two mirrors on, like, two walls that are perpendicular to each other. One of them is attached to the medicine cabinet, so you can open it up and have the one mirror face the other mirror, and then just, like, stand between them and look at the infinite views that are all hanging out.
He's a lot of homers.
Sometimes it's cool, and sometimes I kind of lose my mind thinking about it, because I'm wondering if that me who's like five layers deep in the refracted reflection universe understands the world the same way I do.
It's like that scene from The Last Jedi.
Yeah, or the Rugrats.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they go into the mirror world.
I am Tommy Pickles.
I'm sorry, I can't do another fucking voice because I'm laughing about fucking... What was the... I didn't really watch much of the new Star Wars. Kylo Ren. Yeah, fucking Tommy Pickles and
And I'm Kylo Ren and I'm here.
So Tommy, I hear you're the bravest baby.
I'm afraid
you're... I'm the bravest baby, that's right. I'm a brink...
Wait, hold on. I forgot it. 1 second.
I'm Tommy Pickles, I'm the bravest bad baby.
She scares the shit out of me, Tommy. Your cousin is so big and scary.
Angelica's about to get her ass kicked. I'm the biggest, bravest baby. I have the most bottles collected from other babies. They gave me the bottles.
Wow. That's horrifying. They give me
the bottles as tribute. I'm the big, bad baby Tommy Pickles.
Other babies give me their bottles as tribute.
Sorry, I have the most bottles. I'm Tommy Pickles.
Got the biggest bottles and the biggest baby.
Chucky. Hey, Chucky. Where's
Tommy
Chucky?
Tommy, if Angelica gives you any trouble, we'll send the Starkiller Starbase over to destroy
her. I'm the biggest, bravest baby. I got the Starkiller base to kill Angelica. I got the most bottles. I'm the big, brave baby. I'm a Brad. My name is Brad.
Brad. I changed it.
I can change my name to whatever I want. I'm the bravest big baby. I'm the biggest brave. I'm the Rugrat.
The singular Rugrat.
I got the most bottles.
How many rugs do you have, Chucky? How many rats do you have? None? I'm the Rugrat.
Tommy, can I have my rug back? No, Chucky, you can't have a rug. I'm the Rugrat. Okay, Tommy, I'm sorry.
Tommy, my dad says I need my bottle back.
No, it's my bottle. It's my tribute. I drink the milk. You drink nothing. You drink air.
It's almost my Scott Adams voice at this point. Shit.
I could also see it as like an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. The way you,
I'm the biggest, bravest baby. You get nothing.
Bravest baby.
I drink all the milk. You get nothing from the bottle. You give me your bottle. You drink air.
You do that so Chucky. Well. But also, I think like 70% of the population can.
Yeah, See, the best part of an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, in my opinion, is not how good it is, but how bad it is.
Yeah.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. You like my arms? I do the muscle. I am very strong. I was in the film Hercules, but they had a man do a different voice.
I remember Totally Spies. Holly put a gif of Totally Spies.
It was during the mirror discussion. This gets posted every now and then, where like it's like a complete misunderstanding of how mirror physics functions.
Yeah, the shit where it's like, oh yeah, the laser beam is trapped between two mirrors, and there it will remain indefinitely.
Yeah, no, and it gets worse, because then she moves them, and now they just both are shooting a laser.
Yeah, that's very epic cartoon logic.
I fucking love it.
Alex stands too close and just gets her ankles scissored off by the laser beams. I can't run anymore! Epic! Bye!
Alex getting scissored? I missed it.
Well, you know, Totally Spies business.
Yeah, that's true.
Secret agent business only. You're not allowed in the scissoring room.
Agent Mile. Secret agent Mile.
Mile! They're giving you a number and then taking away that number.
Secret agent Mile. They're taking away your number and putting it in a can.
Ooh.
It's my cover.
Where did you first hear that song, Gob? Do you remember?
I just heard it now.
I don't remember. I think it was like some old ass show called Secret Agent Man.
Where I first heard it, and it was actually in an episode of the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, there was a whole episode where they're like, they did a 007 parody. They're like, Coop Finger has captured the princess.
Oh, that's right. They did little cover songs on that show.
This was just the straight up song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were.
I heard that one and the song about money. You know, I want money. That's what I want.
Oh, God. That was in so many shows.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
That's what I want. It was in Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons did this whole like music video show. Oh, why am I thinking about Tiny Toons?
They did. They had They Might Be Giants music videos on Tiny Toons.
Oh, that was that was a good one. Yeah, yeah. They did like a whole episode of They Might Be Giants songs.
They had at least three music videos. I remember they did Particle Man, Istanbul, and Dr. Worm, I think?
I forget the third one, yeah.
Why did Constantinople get the works?
That's when I learned what music was, when I put on Tiny Toon Adventures, and they were like, Istanbul. I was like,
Istanbul. I understand music now.
Yeah, exactly.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam.
Right, yeah. Favorite cartoon when you were a kid? Go.
Invader Zim? That's tough. Invader Zim. Nice. I liked Invader Zim. I thought Invader Zim was very funny. The organs episode was where it really started to sink into my head. I'm like, this cartoon is exploring territory. I haven't seen other cartoons explore yet.
I couldn't get enough of it. I watched it on Nicktoons, you know, that channel that existed, where they would just like rebroadcast stuff that was like a bit older. It wasn't explicitly all the old shit. It's like it was like half the new shit, because like the main Nick channel, like, it wasn't all animation anymore. I guess it never was.
You wouldn't get like Drake and Josh on the Nicktoons channel.
No. Right. I grew up watching the English dub of Dragon Ball Kai on there.
That blows my mind.
I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Watching Dragon Ball Z Kai. That's a phrase that hurts my soul.
I think my answer is Rugrats. I think my favorite cartoon when I was a kid really was the Rugrats.
When you were a kid?
When I was a kid. That's like when Legends of the Hidden Temple was still airing on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. That was good stuff.
What year?
So, like
but also, I just meant, like,
94 to 97.
I also just meant, like, what age?
So, I was, like, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, around that period.
Okay,
of
years. No. When I was that age, I was real. Like, I had all the channels. Like, I had, like, Disney Cartoon Network and, like, regular Nick. Nice. But I really fixated on the Nicktoons network because I was real, specifically with Invader Zim. Like, I just got really, really into that, which led me to, like, reading my first comic book when I was, like, 11, 10. I don't know. It was very not age appropriate to be reading Johnny the Homicidal Maniac when you were that age.
Oh, no.
But I was like,
oh, yeah. I got that comic when I was in middle school. I got a book of it from Books A Million.
Yeah. The one with the question sleep symbol on it, the hardcover.
Mm-hmm. And all the I had the paperback with all the like drawings in the margins and stuff.
But yeah, no, that Invader Zim and like the Jonan Vasquez stuff I got into after it as a result of it is like why I'm like making anything. Like that was like what struck me.
Yeah,
and you can if you read Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, you can see a lot of that in the stuff I make.
Yeah, I can see it.
I enjoyed a lot of the margin the margin scrawlings and like hidden messages in the borders or whatever. It also made me become like a black and white comics elitist.
Very good, very good.
So that means that this is the best that, that Please Forgive Me has ever been.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been waiting for this.
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, I recently went from color comics to black and white comics to save time because I'm probably not going to have time. And I appreciate your kind words, Holly.
You have a baby coming to steal your time bottle from you.
That's right. Tommy Pickles, the big, bad, brave baby, is coming soon and is going to steal all of my bottles. I don't know, he's going to accept them as tribute. That's how it works. Sorry.
Yeah. You're such a cool, big, brave baby. Take my bottle collection.
I kill Angelica every day. I'm the biggest Brad baby.
I kill Angelica
She gets reborn under the moonlight.
When the moonlight reaches her resting place, her body rises from the soil, but I will strike her back down upon the morrow.
The battle never ends. My bravery has no bounds.
Angelica's infernal remains walk the earth once more. Time for Tommy, the big brave baby, set out on his quest.
I want to see this cartoon. God damn. Tommy Pickles, big bad brave baby. That's a tongue twister.
He's like it's like Castlevania.
Yeah.
Except Dracula comes back every night instead of every 100 years.
I almost fucking knocked my microphone over with my Blahaj.
Oh no. Don't knock your mic over, my friend.
Recording in bed has its benefits and downsides.
It's true. I'm in bed right now, too.
I am in a chair.
Nice. I'm an adult, and I'm in bed at 1 p.m.
That's pretty cool, actually. That's where I want to be at 1 p.m.
Me too.
Not at work.
Because 1 p.m. is my bedtime.
That's a cool bedtime, man.
I hate it. My husband makes me. Same time for bed. It's 1 o'clock. Time for bed. Okay.
I used to sleep. I was unemployed for a little while, and I would just sleep at the weirdest hours. And at the time, I would simultaneously think it was the coolest thing ever and feel in my soul that it was the worst thing ever.
Just drifting further and further away.
Yeah.
from the light of tomorrow.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta sleep like a normal person.
It's true. I love that song because it's true.
Yep. You gotta get your 8 hours, maybe slightly more.
Maybe slightly less.
Yeah.
You can make do with 7.
I really want to fucking leave my current job so badly.
I really want to leave my job and never ever come back. I think that's the Folgers.
I just want to leave my job tonight. I just hate this fucking job, you guys.
Exit job.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Off to unemployment land.
I'm out of juice. How about
you?
Do
you have the time to watch me leave this job?
I was about to tell you it's 12:47 p.m. EST.
Do you have the time? Oh fuck, it's quitting time. I rhyme the word time with time. That's my power.
Wow, that's a crazy shit power.
All right. Yeah, I'm out of juice. Thank you all for listening. I think it's time for plugs. Stu,
I was afraid about this. Could not.
Yeah, Stu couldn't make this one because he's not feeling well. Everybody wish Stu a quick recovery.
Yeah, he's fighting God's toughest battles with he's got a tummy ache.
Yeah, and his book. You can buy it on Amazon now, I believe, in limited run press. It's called All Games Are Good.
Very good.
And you can read his comic at maryhillcomic.com.
It's true. I'm looking at it right now.
You can follow him at Stupacabra on Twitter. And Grizz, do you have any cool shout-outs to shout?
Yeah, actually. A friend of mine who goes by the username Raining Lamppost has recently put their finishing touches on a game they were working on called Friend Shapes. Friend Shapes. One word, yes. I did a little bit of testing playing through it, and it's cultivated a real funky atmosphere, and ooh. I don't know how Rain did it, but he, like, Frankensteined this 3D camera for RPG Maker, and
I'm very interested in that.
Just doing some crazy stuff with, like, you know how, like, games will do, like, a stationary perspective where, like, you enter a room and the camera is poised somewhere and you walk relative to the camera's position? Like how Resident Evil would do it with, you know. It's set up really cool scenes, really funky atmosphere, really strange. It's made all the music, all the art. It's a weird game. It's a cool game. If you like just walking around exploring strange spaces, this is the game for you. Friend Shapes. You can find it on itch.io.
Ooh, is it available to play now, or are they putting the finishing touches on? You said.
Let me double check. Friend Shapes by Raining Lamppost. Yep, it is on itch.io. It's only $10.
Yeah,
cool game out now.
I haven't even played it, and I want you to buy it. I don't care what you do with your money.
Wow,
buy this game,
you idiot! I really go spend it, moron.
You said that so believably.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you do with your money. Buy Grizz's friend's game.
I need to look into how this. I'm looking at it right now. I need to look into how this was created. This is fucking awesome.
Yeah, so do I. I'm currently tinkering with RPG Maker myself.
Same.
As I do. Holly, tell the folks once more about your lovely works.
Man, why did you do it like you used your slot to do Stu? And then
no, that was him standing in for Stu.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll do my thing.
Oh, okay. I thought we were just handing them off to each other.
No.
I make a comic called Tierkom at TIRKOM.thecomicseries.com. You can check that out on that site, as well as like Manga Dex and Webtoon, which is also where you can find my other comic, You Woke Up as a Girl This Morning! !! That's the full title. And you can also see that it's like the pinned tweet on my Twitter, which is at HDITTUS13, which is just like the first letter of my first name and my last name, and also the age I was when I made that Twitter account.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, I have a comic called Please Forgive Me. I do it with my buddy Yosef. You can check it out at my website, PLZ4GIVE.ME. You can check me out on Twitter. I'm Gobolatula, GOBOLATULA. My comic is, as of right now, it's on break. Check out what we have so far, please. And I hope you enjoy it. And as I'm still like on sometimes status on this podcast, so I may or may not be on the next one. So I will wish you all a lovely Dillcast.
We'll love to have you if you can be, and if you can't, then we'll understand.
I love that rhyme.
A safe delivery. And I hope that the brave baby arrives in this world unscathed.
Why have we been talking about the fucking brave baby for like the past five podcasts?
Oh, it's
being born is like the scariest thing to a baby.
Tommy Pickles.
No, I get it. I get it. I'm just saying, why have we fixated on that?
Because it's funny. That's Holly. True. First name.
There's something inherently It's like an underdog story, being the biggest, bravest baby.
Yeah.
Because you're a baby, but you gotta...
But amongst other babies, your power...
But you gotta kill Angelica every day. Now that's a story that everybody relates to.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. That was a real metal turn.
Death of Angelica, 100%, every day. You gotta put her down.
She's gotta die.
I mean, she's gotta die. Somebody's gotta do it. May as well be the biggest, bravest baby on the block.
Yeah, what are you? I take the biggest, bravest baby over the feeblest, weakest man every day.
100%. That's exactly it. You understand. All right, folks. Well, y'all have a lovely day. And as they say, same Dilbert crime, same Dilbert time.
Exactly.
Bye-bye,
folks.
Gonna take a big dump on my own ass. I'm gonna take a big dump on my own ass. I'm gonna take a big dump on my own ass. I'm gonna take a big dump on my own ass. Go!